the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 432. Not a drink to drop.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help us support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
It's time for the third annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April event.
I love
that
it.
That rocks.
They're everywhere.
That's right. There will be a new episode of Comedy Forecast every day in the month of April. So come on, let's get to today's forecast. It's time for part 14 of Baron's Bunch, an original Comedy Forecast story, now with added vitamin D. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. Two A's, two T's. Spell it right, say it right. Now just keep quiet and we can get this over with. In our last episode, Dr. Mild delivered a package to the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers. Except it wasn't a package at all. It was the Wrapper, a creature able to wrap itself around any item. Cap, the hotel bell captain, put the package in the coat room, but not before using packing tape to do a better job of sealing up the package. Mild's next move was to go around to the back of the hotel and let out Finkelstein's monster, better known simply as Fink, so Fink could take an empty crate down to the vault in the basement of the hotel. It's where the monster hunter's weapons are being stored. But Mild ended up with an unexpected passenger, Danny Hillcrest. At the same time, Baron Freuherr, disguised as a waiter, had made his way into the hotel kitchen. Abby Fallmacher, owner of the hotel and the Little Wicker Basket Company, they're everywhere, happened to be in the kitchen, but she didn't recognize the Baron. It seems that putting on flesh-colored makeup is the equivalent of putting on a pair of Clark Kent glasses. Anyway, Abby put the Baron to work washing dishes. We join the Wrapper, now in the coat room, about to unwrap itself. If it can.
Okay, now to unwrap. What the tape? That idiot. Who puts tape on a package? Well, this is going to take a while.
Meanwhile, in the ballroom, the Baron has finally emerged from the kitchen, carrying three flutes of champagne, laced with his so-called sleepy time potion. He approaches the table where the monster hunter sits, swapping stories.
And then I drove a stake right through his heart.
Good times, Van Heflin. Good times.
You want to talk about good times? Once I caught a semi-ethereal transient phantasm in a Polaroid's nexus and used ionized particles to dissipate its corporeal elements, rendering it unable to maintain a state of flux. Oh, that was fun.
That's great, kid. Will you look at how empty this room is, boys? I remember when we used to fill a ballroom like this with our annual banquet.
It's just us hardcore hunters left. But don't worry. We'll catch those monsters, wherever they are.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I am your waiter for this evening. I'm bringing you some complimentary flutes of champagne for you to enjoy now, free of charge.
Whoa! What happened to your hands, son?
What? Oh, I had to wash a load of dishes in the kitchen. Apparently, Ted didn't show up for his shift. Stupid Ted.
You know, someone's hands usually get rough and red when they do a load of dishes. Not pale as a ghost.
Ghost?
Relax, Banner. Anyway, thanks for the offer, kid, but I only drink champagne to celebrate a victory, and things have been kind of slow lately. There just don't seem to be no monsters around, you know what I mean?
Not really, no.
Meanwhile, at the back of the Venus Arms, Dr. Mild waits in the getaway taxi van, being forced to listen to Danny Hillcrest.
And then the boat sank, and all those CGI characters died.
What was that?
Oh, it's okay, because they used them again in a crowd scene in The Avengers. Of course, it was in New York, and they all died again. So sad. But not as sad as that movie where it kept being Groundhog Day, whatever the name of that film movie was.
Back in the ballroom.
How about you, good sir? How would you care for some of this free and totally harmless champagne? Look at all the bubbles.
No thank you. A friend of Bill W.
Ah. And down in the basement of the Venus Arms, Fink, carrying the crate, has reached the bottom of the stairs. Then suddenly... A half dozen laser beams cross the floor in the space between the bottom of the stairs and the vault.
That's not part of plan.
It looks like we finally found out what special security enhancements I made. I don't dig all this high-tech stuff, but you have to admit, this is pretty cool. Tune again tomorrow for episode 15 of Baron's Bunch, Pulling It Together.
Special appearances this episode by Grant Pachoco, creator of the Saturday Morning Media family of shows, located at SaturdayMorningMedia.com, and Paul Barry from the Window to the Magic podcast, located at WindowToTheMagic.com.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.